Now that I've spent all this time telling you how important it is to be certain and how powerful it is and how that makes your life successful, now let me tell you something else. Being too certain can destroy everything you want most on earth. Plus, it can make you bored. What am I talking about? Well, as much as we want things to be certain, if we get too certain, we're not happy. That's where boredom comes from. We all want a certain amount of suspense. We want some drama. We certainly want surprise. If you knew what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, how it was going to happen, like for every baseball game, every football game, every movie, guess what? You know, you probably wouldn't be very excited about going seeing them. We want surprises in our life. That's part of the dichotomy. It's part of the paradox. We want both of these emotions. We want to be certain everything's going to work out great, basically. And we also want to be sure that we're going to have some fun. And a lot of fun comes from not being sure what's going to occur. So we want to be able to cultivate that emotion. But even more importantly, being too certain about anything can cost you your business. It can cost you your relationship. It can cost you your health. It can shape society in a negative way as well. We all need some variety, and that's the challenge. We want certainty, but we want variety. And of course, it can be accomplished by being creative in our lives and understanding our needs for both of these emotions and using them where they're appropriate. That's the challenge that we have in life, that what's worked so far may not work to get you to the next level. It's worked to get you here, but it may not work to get you where you really are committed to being now. Well, that same understanding is necessary. In order to get that new understanding, you got to be able to let go of what you're so sure about. You got to be willing to not be so certain. You got to be uncertain about things so that there's room for some new ideas to come in. In order to take full advantage of the power of certainty, you got to first be uncertain so you can get new information to get certain about. Does that make any sense? In other words, if you just stay certain with where you are today, you can't grow. You've got to make friends with uncertainty so that you're open, so you can take in new concepts, new ideas, new feelings, new thoughts, new beliefs, new strategies that you wouldn't even listen to if you're so certain. By the way, that's why most people tend to grow most when they're in pain. Because when things are going really well, they feel real certain about how it's going. They don't listen to anybody else. But when they got a challenge, suddenly you find people that are highly motivated to grow, to expand, to learn. Well, you don't have to wait until you have pain. Just learn to utilize uncertainty to break your pattern for a moment and do it directly. Do it intelligently. Schedule a time you say, you know, for the next hour, I'm going to get rid of my certainty about these things and I'm going to entertain totally new possibilities. Do it consciously and you have some real power. So it's critical for us to have that balance in life, to know how to make uncertainty our friend, to know how to be able to induce that state so that we can create a pattern interrupt, so that we can truly learn and grow and expand at a brand new level. Let me offer you four key things you've got to be sensitive to that your need for certainty can sometimes, well, how should we say, create roadblocks or maybe even debilitate you, maybe even destroy all the good you created with the certainty in the first place. The first major challenge that your need for certainty can sometimes create is it can cause you to generalize in a way that is debilitating. What do I mean by generalize? Well, we have to generalize. You know, your ability to stand up, get out of your chair, and walk across the room comes from your sense of certainty that that floor beneath you is going to support you. If you weren't certain about that, you would be disempowered. You would not be able to make that action happen. You'd just be sitting in their chair with some fear, immobilized. But the reality is you've learned to generalize, that usually floors hold you up. Maybe this one, you don't ask, will this specific spot on the floor hold me up? If you did, you get caught up in the paralysis of analysis, right? You can overanalyze. You can get uncertain about everything and not be able to do a thing. But the problem is sometimes we generalize out of our need for certainty, out of our desire to not think. What do I mean by that? Well, you and I live in a world that is so information dense. There's so much information coming at us at such an unbelievable tempo and pace that it's overwhelming. So what most of us have learned to do is become what we call cognitive misers. We've learned not to think very much about a lot of things, to just push those things out of our mind, to just accept that whatever people say to us about it or what experts say or how it just is. We've also learned to save ourselves time to just generalize. So sometimes if something gives us pain, we don't think it through with a great deal of intelligence. We don't evaluate it in detail. It takes too much energy. Somebody harasses us a lot, well, that's because they're this nationality, or they're this color, or they're a man, or they're a woman, or they're that kind of boss. Instead of looking at the human being and seeing, who is this soul in front of me? Sometimes that happens, and it cuts the quality of our lives. We have to enter each moment, each relationship, each situation in a brand new frame so that we can not be so certain, so we can explore, so we can discover. Because otherwise what happens is once we define people in a certain way, we look for ways to support it. We find legs to back it up. Sure enough, seek and you shall find. You think this person is insensitive, you look for places where they're insensitive. Well, if we look for places in you where you're insensitive, we might find things to back that up at times too. You know, we got to be very careful. Generalizing will usually cause you to limit the quality of your life. Be careful of it.